With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Another weekend, another wintry blast for parts of the South along the coastal Carolinas. They're digging out from at least a foot and a half of snow. Then there's the bitter cold. Temperatures plunged into the 20s in the Florida Panhandle, the 30s in South Florida. This is Groundhog Day, and nowhere is it a bigger day than in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
There is a shadow here on my ground. 6 more weeks of winter abound!
Phil, the famous groundhog, did see his shadow, and that means 6 more weeks of wintry weather. The Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. is going to be closed for a few years for a big makeover.
The president has complained that D.C.'s Performing Arts Center is tired, broken, and dilapidated and needs an overhaul. He announced on social media that the center will close on July 4th and construction would begin. Since taking office last year, the president has installed himself as chairman of the famed Kennedy Center and added his name to the facility. In recent months, there's been a wave of cancellations by leading performers, musicians, and groups. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There are hints that the meteoric rise in precious metals prices could be over. The price of gold in Asian markets has tumbled up to 9%. Silver has seen similar declines.
Gold and silver are normally considered safe investments in times of political and economic uncertainty. They also become more attractive when low interest rates and a weak U.S. dollar make other options, such as stocks and bonds, less appealing.
And that's a BBC's Nick Marsh. House Speaker Mike Johnson confident the House will soon, perhaps tomorrow, pass a spending bill that will end the partial government shutdown currently underway. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow's up 115 points, the Nasdaq trading 30 points in the red. This is SRN News. Another hospital gets out of the transgender business.
This one is in Washington State. Officials at MultiCare Mary Bridge Hospital have announced they will no longer give puberty-blocking drugs to children nor perform surgeries on them in order to help them live as the opposite sex. MultiCare joins a growing list of hospitals that are getting out of the transgender business under threat from the Trump administration. The president has vowed to cut federal funding to any facility that promotes transgenderism to kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas State Board of Education has delayed voting on a proposed list of required books for K through 12 students. The decision came after discussions about the religious focus of some of the materials. Republican board members say they see the religious materials as historically significant. Parents, they note, can opt youngsters out of any readings that they're uncomfortable with. The board voted 13-1 to postpone the decision until April, allowing more time for feedback. This is SRN News. Researchers in Alaska use collar cams to study a remote population of North Slope grizzly bears.
12 bears have been equipped with cameras capturing their daily activities. The study aims to understand their diet and survival strategies. Now, you may be wondering just how the humans convince the bears to wear the cameras. You don't just walk up and say, "Hey, Yogi, you want to wear this camera?" To fit the bears for the collar cams, the researchers tracked them by helicopter. A team member fired tranquilizer darts from the air, with others keeping track of injection times, thus helping determine when the bear was safe to approach on the ground. Jason Walker reporting.
U.S. air travelers without a real ID or another acceptable form of identification are now subject to a fee. $45 charge pays for non-compliant travelers to use a new alternate ID verification. More details, SRNNews.com.